This whole thing is still crazy.
This week, ladies and gentlemen, you get an all-new edition of the Spare Time Olympics. But before we do that, we thought we would get you all caught up on previous editions of the Spare Time Olympics.
Previously on Legend in My Spare Time.
It's time for us to play everybody's new favorite game, the Spare Time Olympics, which is a five-question round-robin tournament between you and your friend there, hosted by me, the handsome, the wonderful, the fantastic Matt motherfucking Lees, and the winner gets a fantastic prize. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Thanks for sounding so excited, boys. Okay, so... And in the blue corner, please welcome, he sounds a little bit like Del Boy in my mind, Mr. Oliver Little.
Hi.
And his opponent,
he's pretty shifty.
His opponent, the newbie, the new guy who had no idea, and his last name looks a little bit like shit, so I absolutely love him, Sean, say hello.
Well, great reason to love someone.
Yeah, to be honest, that's probably the best introduction I've ever had. So
amen.
You carry on, sir.
Okay, so here's how it's going to go. I will reward points or take away points however I see fit because it's my show. You don't like it, hit the bricks, technically.
He will rip off a show from the radio.
Yes, but over here they don't get the BBC, so it's fine with me. Okay. question number one, and I'm going to go to Ollie first. Ollie, How many Star Wars films are there?
What, do you want the technical answer or do you want the fanboy answer?
Okay.
I've got either.
So now you're at minus 1 point.
Fair enough.
How many Star Wars films are there?
To me or Sean?
I'm asking you, Ollie, and now you're at minus two.
Three.
There are
three.
Okay, perfect. So you get a point back. You are at minus one. Excellent answer,
I'm
Ollie.
Lost. Enjoy your prize, you fucking prick.
Okay, Sean, how many Star Wars films are there?
There are three.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. There are six. You are at minus one.
Do you know what? I think it's best that you ask us both and then award the points afterwards, because then otherwise Sean will know the questions to avoid.
Okay, so now Ollie's at minus two.
Yeah, fair enough. Fuck you two. Give me minus three.
Minus three.
Suck my dick. Give me minus four. I do this all day.
Okay, you know what? Now you're back up to minus two. Don't tell me what to do, okay? Moving on. Sean, who are the greatest football team in the world?
Oh, that's got to be Manchester United.
Correct. So you are sitting at zero because you worked your way up from minus
sweet.
One. Ollie?
Yeah.
Who are the greatest football team in the world?
The English national football team. It's not Man United. I pick country over club every time.
So minus three for Ollie and zero for Sean.
Fair enough.
Okay. Next question.
You're no patriot, you fuck.
Are you guys enjoying this game?
You're not allowed to wear an England shirt, so fuck you.
Okay, you know what, Ollie?
That's what I'm saying.
I would be a patriot if the English team would take their heads out of their asses and play like they do for their club once in a while.
You know
how
what?
About that?
You know what?
Yes,
you
thank
know what?
You.
Do you know what? It doesn't fucking matter. You stick with your national team through thick and fucking thin. I don't care if you're from Armenia. You support Armenia till you die.
Okay, but they're not the greatest team in the world. Your answer was factually inaccurate, so you got a minus point.
Technically, your answer is factual. Well, Sean's is factually inaccurate, as we're not the best team in Europe. Look at the club rankings. Also, look at who won the league last year. Champions League. Come on, it's all a matter of... Fuck you, anyway. Give me more minus points. I'm in for this.
Minus four for Ollie. You're not really picking this up, Ollie. You're not really grasping how this is going to work.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, next question. Ollie, you get to go first. And perhaps we will award the points after, but it's my idea, not yours, so fuck you. Kay.
Okay.
If you could be any comic book character from any universe, any universe, who would you choose and why?
Ah, fuck, I have no idea. I would be the weird guy from Ghost World because he collects blues records. There we go.
Okay.
Just a bit outside.
Sean, if you could be any comic book character from any universe, who would you choose and why?
I would have to say I would be Gambit from X-Men. Well, simply because look how cool that leather jacket is. And anyone who can blow shit up with like kinetic energy, they're cool in my book.
Is it a leather jacket? I thought it was like longer, like a trench coat.
You know, I gotta say... Gambit was my favorite comic book character growing up. So, Excellent answer from Sean. I'm going to give him 2 points for that, putting him in at putting him at a total of 2. And Ollie, minus 6. So,
okay.
Good work, boys. All right. Who started that one? Ollie? So, Sean, this is your question. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, go for it. Let's go.
It's kind of a blowout because you're whooping his ass right now, to be honest. But that's only because he has a big mouth and doesn't know when to zip it. You know what I mean?
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, minus 7.
That look, that was necessary for comic timing. I don't give a fuck if I get minus points there.
Minus 7. Okay.
Otherwise, minus 10.
But don't worry, because Ollie's really enjoying this. This is like sexual gratification.
Sorry, he's probably...
Yeah. The more minus points, the better it becomes.
Okay, fine. Next question. Sean, what is the greatest UK comedy show ever made?
I'm going to go with The Office.
Okay. Ollie, greatest UK comedy show ever made, sir?
I know the answer I should give to get points, but I don't want to give it. I'm going to go instead for... Fuck it. Because I know... Porridge.
Okay. So, minus 8 for Ollie for an incorrect answer. Sean with an incorrect answer drops down to 1. Of course, the correct answer is Only Fools and Horses. Now, question 5. This is the final question. And this is interesting here because this question is worth... Hey, wait. Whose phone was that I just heard in the background?
It's mine.
Minus 1 point. Ollie's at minus 9. Okay.
Okay.
This final question is worth an additional 10 points if you can match the answer that I've written down on my little pad here, okay? So we're going to go with Ollie first. Ollie, the greatest WWF wrestler of all time.
No. God.
Don't worry, there's no incorrect answer here, boys. It's just your opinion.
Yeah, I know, but you're gonna get me wrong. I'll go for Mick Foley in all of his various incarnations.
Okay. Sean, the greatest WWF wrestler of all time.
For me, it was always gonna be HBK.
Wow.
You've got to be kidding.
Wow, you know what?
I could change my answer to Bret Hart but I won't. But I'm almost sure that's on the card.
So, would you guys like to know the final scores? Are you excited?
No, because I've lost.
Well, coming in with a record score of minus 10, a round of applause, please, for Mr. Ollie Little.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Nicely done, Ollie. Thanks. And the rookie, coming in with a grand victory this week, a grand total of 11 points. 11 points, Sean. You've dusted this guy. The winner of the first ever Spare Time Olympics is Sean. Last name looks like shit. Congratulations, sir.
The day just keeps getting better.
Absolutely.
Was it Bret Hart, by chance? Just so I know.
No, I wrote down HBK.
Oh, nice.
So Sean gets...
Sure, I thought he gets a bonus 10. He wasn't just on one, was he? He was on, like, loads.
No, he was on one.
Oh, okay.
So I gave him 10 for matching my answer. He finishes with 11. Sean, you now have the next 30 seconds for your acceptance speech. Your congratulations speech. Let's hear it.
Well, first of all, I think I'd better possibly thank God and the baby Jesus for the knowledge they bestowed upon me. Obviously thanking Matt Lees, the legend in my spare time, Posse. Fuck you, Ollie. You're getting nothing. Because you suck. And thank you to the listeners for giving me this opportunity. Once again, big shout out to Matt Lees. Thank you.
Okay, so just one other rule I needed to clarify with you guys. If your acceptance speech is not up to par, what happens is I take all your points and I give them to the other guy. That speech was weak, so I'm taking all your points and I'm giving them to Ollie, so now Ollie wins.
You suck! Yeah, duck ass.
So, Ollie wins 1-0 after the final scores come through. So, the champion of the first ever Spare Time Olympics after the final decision, Oliver Little. Let's hear it, sir. Your acceptance speech.
Matt, you're a fucking genius. That's it.
Oh, you know, these rules are all written down previously. I didn't just make these things up just to try to fuck with you guys.
Are you serious as well?
No, not even a little bit.
No, I didn't think
so. So, all of your acceptance speech, let's have it.
I won. Fuck you. Both of you. There we go. That's it. I don't need to say shit.
Fair enough. He. I'm sorry, Sean. You were close. Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
I accept Ollie's speech. That was pretty much perfect. Yeah. Word for word.
He didn't go 30 seconds, but I'm going to let that go right now. That's okay. Well, I'm going to cue the sound effect and the little cheesy music, and we're going to wrap up the first ever Spare Time Olympics.
Coming up later on in this edition of your favorite podcast, catch episode 2 of the Spare Time Olympics.
You cannot say filth, slime, in front of people.
Mention it, my spare time, motherfucker.
It's like masturbation in my ears.
Well, I don't mean to piss you off with things I might say. So when I try to shut my anyway, so when I speak my mind, that's when we connect. Yeah, but that's not politically correct.
Legend in My Spare Time contains certain themes and subjects that may not be suitable for your young fucking ears.
You're like, you're a dickhead. How can you say that? You're also like, well, he said Sean was funny.
That being said, if you are easily offended, get the fuck off of our podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, you lucky mother bleeps, to episode 42 of Legend in My Spare Time, which is, of course, brought to you by Planet Leisure and Extreme Limousine. My name is Matt motherfucking Lees. I'm your gracious host. I'm the guy who always shows up on time. Of course, I don't have any reliable friends, so this week I got fucked by a Dutchman, and not in a fun way. Tim Van Boss, you're a dirty man. You're a dirty, dirty man. He's not here this week, folks. He says he didn't love you enough. So, I reached across the world and thought, I know, I'll bring in somebody who has recently shamed me in front of my listeners. I'm going to go all the way to London, England, and I'm going to bring in the one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, my guest at this time, Mr. Oliver the Plunker Little.
Hello, loyal fans, and of course, Matt Lees, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you for the energetic welcome.
Since when am I energetic, man?
I know, but I thought maybe because I stepped it up with the production and okay. Got a nice song.
Okay. Hi everybody, I'm Ollie. Energetic stuff, come on bro, that's not my steez, you know this.
Great, we're 20 seconds in and the English guy's already in a bad mood, that's fantastic.
You're going to cast aspersions over nationality.
Okay.
Thank you for doing this, Ollie, I'm glad you could fit this into your night.
Thanks man, no, I've got fuck all to do tonight, I have to go to university tomorrow though.
Ooh, you got nothing? Yeah, that sucks. You're very busy in school.
I'm in the morning though. Yeah, I am man, I got this short radio documentary to do, I've got to edit suspense, like a short sequence, yeah, and I've got to like do, it's crazy, I've got to make a model of a set and dress it and stuff.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
No, I thought it would be, because it was last time. It is not this time, trust me.
So what's fun about it is I get to see pictures when you make it and be like, oh, that looks like fun, but I don't have to do any of the work.
Yeah, that's why it's fun.
Because that's why I love Lego, but I'd buy the Lego set and be like, fuck this. This is going to take hours.
But you want to just look at other people.
Yeah, like I used to make my dad do it on Christmas morning.
I have the same thing, mate. At the moment, there's this guy on YouTube that he just like does playthroughs of games.
Right.
Just watching that, I'm like, oh, that looks like a lot of fun. But I would never be bothered to do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you feel the same way about sex, right? Oh!
It's for, you know.
May I say?
I'll say it's for other people.
May I say, 1-0, sir. 1-0.
Okay. Well, okay, fair enough.
So, coming up this week, we are going to do the Spare Time Olympics because I did it on Ollie's schedule. So, yeah. Tonight, sir, you are going to defend your title. And it's not against Eric, who is the official number one contender. I realize this, He's not available. I'm the Vince
Eric's,
McMahon.
Eric's not available. Eric's running scared.
Oh, I don't know about that. You better best watch your mouth for right now, champ.
Fucking guy.
He's all right, fine. We'll go with he's scared of you.
He's scared
not
of
here.
Me.
Being the Vince McMahon to this, I made a judgment call. I made a decision. You have an opponent for tonight. Would you like to know who it is?
Yes.
Yeah, too fucking bad. You're not finding out until we do the show.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah, that's not fair.
I don't care. Don't worry. You will not be disappointed. Okay? I have a worthy opponent for you. And it's not...
Best be worthy.
And he's not Dutch.
Well, but here's the thing. If you can get a worthy opponent for me now, why does the number one contender have to be so very unworthy? That's what I don't get.
Ooh. Listen, the number one contender, he earned that spot. It was him against Zach. You guys may remember from an earlier episode called ABC2.
Yeah.
And Zach and Eric battled for the number one contendership. Eric is the official number one contender. He's not available today. So
yeah, that's what he says.
You've got somebody else.
Cry.
You've got somebody else. So if today's opponent, if this person drops you, knocks you off of the top of the pillar, knocks you off, then Eric gets a shot at the new champ.
Look at the magic word there.
What magic? If.
That's what
well,
I'm saying.
You never know. Strange things are afoot on Legend in my spare time.
It's just a stepping stone to that chump, Eric. That's all. All
right. Well, if you look at it, you got to get through tonight's battle. I'm just saying.
Okay. Peace and piss.
You might want to prepare for today and not talk about tomorrow, Ollie.
Man, I don't need to prepare for today.
All right.
I'm golden every day.
You're in fine.
Everything.
You're in fine form. You're a grumpy bastard.
Yeah.
Now, what I would like to talk about is you made a liar out of me. You know how you did that?
What did I do?
I talked about how you do not drink. You do not partake in the drinking of pints of beer or cider or anything like that.
Yeah.
And what happened?
It's good. No, it's because, you know, a motherfucker over in Canada doesn't want to talk to me, see what's going on with my life. And what am I supposed to do? Just come over and say, oh, hey, I started drinking again.
Well, you could have told me. I thought we had something, Ollie.
Yeah, okay. So, you know what? Yeah, you talk to me. You leave me for ages and ages. I try and talk to you and you're never there. That's what I'm saying, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me or Ben?
Fuck that guy.
Fuck you, Ben. That's one. If you guys don't know who Ben is, it doesn't matter. Picture Hitler, podcaster.
It really, really doesn't matter, honestly.
Oh, see, you're hurt. It's like you guys broke up.
Well, look, I didn't get invited to no birthday thing. That's what I'm saying.
He didn't invite you to his birthday?
So, yeah, to my knowledge, yeah.
Ben!
To my knowledge, there's a birthday thing happening, and I ain't heard no invite.
Wow, what an asshole.
Just saying.
I would have invited you to my birthday, but, you know, you're really far away.
I know, man. I was going to try and stop in Toronto when I was flying over to LA, but the flight was too expensive. Otherwise, I would have stopped by for a little bit and been like,
yeah, but what? I also called I called customs and tried to find out about that, and they were like, no.
Really?
I was like, if my friend has a stopover between England and California, and he has a layover, can he come here? Can he come out? Can we hang out? No.
What the fuck?
Airports don't give a fuck. Hey,
well, you need to buy a really cheap ticket, and so we can just hang out in some sort of.
This guy I met on the internet from England is flying to America. Could you guys let him out of the gate so him and I could like meet? Yeah, no.
That's the one. It has to be this guy I met on the internet is flying out to America to meet some other guys he met on the internet.
Yeah, no. They're going to be like, listen, if you don't leave right now, I'm probably going to call the cops. So, not going to happen.
They're just really interested for the rest of the call in obtaining my name.
That's
right.
Yeah,
can we get that guy's name? No, his name.
Fuck you. Why does it matter? No, I'm. Who am I kidding? I would rat you out in a second.
No, you wouldn't.
But like, Ollie Little might be a terrorist. I'm just saying.
Terrorist.
No, you wouldn't. Like, I know you're just acting.
Terrorist.
What you'd say is, oh my god, let him in. Why being a dick for?
That's true. I'd probably start, just let him in. He looks so scared.
He's a good person, damn it. He didn't do nothing to you.
He doesn't understand. He's special. You mean like he's retarded? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
If I say yes, will you let him in? Look, he's drooling on himself.
please, somebody. He's on the plane. Just let him in. He can't move on his own.
Let me go get him at least.
But his handler left him at the airport. Jesus.
Oh, that's awesome. I love the word handler. I always thought it was kind of like midget. You weren't allowed to call them that. But what else do you call them?
I don't think you're allowed to call him that, but it's just very funny to call
him. Well, I can't think of anything else.
Retard so. Handler.
Retard handler.
That's the job I want, man.
Yeah. There is actually... I'm going to tell it anyway. There was this gentleman who came into Planet Leisure.
Yeah.
Who was, shall we say, special. And saw that Leon was playing the PlayStation 3. He was playing a game.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, hey, what game is that? And he's like, oh, it's WWE. And he's like, want to play me? And he's like, no, I'm cool. And he's like, you know why? You play me, you die. And he's just kind of pointing at Leon. And Leon's like, oh, all right. And he's like, you die. You know what they call me? You know what they call me? The whole time the handler's like, come on. He's like, they call me the game killer. I'm the game killer. Leon's just like, all right, bro. And then, you know, he left the door. And he's like, as he's walking out, he's like, you ever want to play? You let me know. You'll die. It was amazing.
All the other ments at Sunshine House call him Game Killer.
Yeah,
they live in fear of Game Killer.
Yeah, it was amazing. You play me, you die. It was great. If he wouldn't have had his handler with him, Leon would have played him and he would have destroyed him.
Is it shortly before this guy shot in his hand and attempted to sling it at Leon's face? Like,
yeah. Oh god, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Oh man.
He's like unbuttoning his trousers and his handler's pulling him up saying, come on, David.
Come on, David. I'm the game killer. You play me, you die. Oh, dude.
I'm the game killer. Eat my shit. Eat my shit. God damn you. Game killer.
Eat my shit.
Matt, I am overjoyed at being here.
Yes, folks. We might have just recorded for a little bit and not be recording. But hey, it's Ollie on the show, so I can only be as good as my weakest member.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, 1-0, whatever.
Thank you. Welcome. It's nice to hear from you again, Ollie. Ollie used to have his own podcast, but his co-host broke up with him and cheated on him, so he's not here anymore for that show.
Well, no, you make it sound like I'm a little bitch. He didn't, you know, he had another podcast on the side, and he was like, oh, let's record more shows. And I was like, I don't know. Because we'd gone months without recording a show, and I was like, well, if we go back, we're only going to get sort of Legend in My Spare Time. Like that amount of listenership, and I don't want to go back to that. Boom, 1-1, suck my dick. But no, that was the actual thing.
Motherfucker.
No, I didn't want to go back to only having like 100 listeners or so, because we built up, you know, obviously a larger following than that. And I was like, I don't want to go back to having less listeners and building it up again. So I was like, we should probably call it a day.
Oh, listen to you, Buttercup.
What?
Well, thank you for slumming today with the little dogs.
Mate, I'm right on your level now. The lowest level there is. I'm too good for this.
Hey. Hey. You're telling me there's no other podcast lower than us? Come on,
in terms
son.
Of, in terms of listenership?
Why you gotta be an asshole? I got 5,000 subscribers.
No, you haven't. That's what they say that you have. Look at your episode hits on your page.
No, prove it, asshole. Prove that I don't have 5,000.
Okay, well, then if you want to go for subscribers, I think we had about 70,000. But that's not true.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
All right. Legend in my low figures. Carry on.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. I hate you. This is why I hate you, Ollie. This is why when I bump into you in England at Christmas time, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'll hold you off with my arm, Minnie Mouse. Calm down.
Oh, you're going to get it, buddy. Don't you worry. We're going to scrap one of these days, me and you.
Well, you're going to scrap and I'm going to eat you. That's the problem. That's the problem you're going to face.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Fine. Jerk.
Your mom?
Oh, your mom.
That being said, I'm sure Mrs. Leeson's is a lovely woman.
That's right.
Just saying.
That's right. Unlike your dirty tramp of a mother. Oh!
Do you know what the best part is? Wait, what airport are you likely to land at when you come over?
Heathrow.
Okay, I live about 5 minutes down the road from Heathrow. I'm going to play this episode to my mum and have her meet you down there. Okay?
No.
Okay.
No, don't do it. Dog.
I've done it before to Casey. Casey talked some shit about my mum. I was like, hey, mum. That's what Casey just said about you.
Mama Little, if you're listening, I'm sorry. It's not your fault that your son is a terrible human being and brings out the worst in me. And I apologize.
My mom's also very protective, so I'm just going to play her that as well.
I'm sorry.
My baby!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mama Little. Please forgive me, but your baby's a faggot. Anyway, we'll move on. This week on Legend in My Spare Time, because you demanded so, we're going to do another round of the Spare Time Olympics, which is everybody's favorite trivia show, as you know.
So wait, is Chump Bag Eric coming on the show then?
I don't know why you have to talk disparagingly against Eric, but no, Eric, the number one contender for misinformation, is not here tonight.
Oh. Well, then who is it?
I'm not going to tell you at this time.
Why not?
It's going to be one of those surprise ending type things.
Oh, so you're going to have a like, oh, wait, and then let's build up, and then, oh, wait a minute, it's, okay.
It's not going to be Van Boss, if that's what you're thinking. It's not the Reverend Davies.
Oh, I'd like to get my hands on that guy again.
I bet you would, you big homo.
All right, homophobe.
No homo.
You're a homophobe.
I am not a homophobe.
You're a homophobe.
I am not a homophobe. I'm Welsh.
You're a homophobe.
I'm Welsh.
All Welshmen are homophobes.
Yeah? Yeah?
There's two types of Welshmen, Matt. There's the homophobes and there's the gays. No, you're one of the two, being as you're Welsh. You have to make that judgment call.
Fuck your question. I won't get trapped into this.
It's not a question. I don't question you.
Listen. Don't make me beat you retarded. What? Don't make me beat you retarded, son. Show some respect. What's wrong with you?
When do I show respect?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Okay, I should. Okay, all right, owner. Calm down.
I own you.
No, you don't.
Oh. I don't?
Sweet. No, yeah. You got it wrong. You bid on the wrong lot. I'm sorry to say, you bought Ben. You own Ben now, yeah.
Fuck. I got that.
If I were you, I'd just go kill myself, probably.
I got the AIDS-infested one.
AIDS, lupus, it's all there.
Terrible. Oh, well. It's okay. I don't want to waste any more of my listeners' time talking about Ben.
No, I would agree with you on that facet.
Because what a cunt.
What a cunt.
It's nice to have you along for the ride tonight, Oliver.
Thanks. It's nice to be on.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, what? Don't forget, if you'd like to donate to the Matt Lees Band, how do you feel about the Matt Lees Band, Ollie?
I had that one song. No, there was two songs. That one song you did that I had on my show that I'm trying to remember the name of, but it had the rapper in it as well.
Oh, that's Holler.
Crazy?
Yeah, So Crazy, featuring Holler, yeah. The bass player of the Matt Lees Band, who's also an awesome hip-hop vocalist.
And I ain't dick riding, but I can't remember the name of the song.
So Crazy.
The other song, the one with all the pop culture references.
Oh,
Saved
yeah.
by the Bell reference.
Yeah, the song is called Lois Lane.
Okay, that song, I really enjoy that.
Nice, but you probably don't understand any of the references, huh?
No, I know who AC Slater is.
Who's Lois Lane?
She's that one from that comic.
Yeah, fair enough. You're a jerk. We'll come. Maybe that'll come up again later. Who knows?
Who knows?
So anyway, if you'd like to donate and help the Matt Lees Band finish our debut record entitled Two Sides to Every Hero, we are very close to being finished. You can donate any amount, anything at all, at legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. But if you donate more than $25, I'll personally send you a copy of the record when it's finished.
When are you due to complete this record?
Sometime soon. Donate now to speed up that process at legendinmypodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, I know some of the people are wondering out there, how will you be releasing the record? On what formats?
That's an excellent question, Ollie. The record will be available on iTunes, Napster, Zune, whatever the hell they're called, all the online possibilities. You will be able to go into HMV locations and put in a special order for it.
Oh, really? An HMV?
Yeah, they won't be carrying it, but it'll be something you can go in and do like a special order for.
Uh-huh.
Gotta be honest, it might be cheaper to just order one directly from me. I don't know what kind of, you know, import shite you're going to pay on that.
Yeah.
There'll also be a number of copies that I will have. There's a company called Indie Pool, which essentially helps indie records, indie artists put out albums. You'll be able to get it through them on their website, and so it'll be available in all the online places. And
we're not anticipating a vinyl release, no.
No, that would be amazing.
If you could get a vinyl release,
that would be absolutely amazing. But right now, we're struggling to get a CD or an MP3 release. So one day at a time. But
yeah,
it sounded like it's a lot of fun. We're having a great time right now. Lots of rock and roll, bluesy influences, and we really just want to get it out there. So if you want to help us do that, you can do so. That being said, I know times are tough. Fuck these guys if you don't have the money. If you do, throw it our way. We'd be really appreciative.
I would throw you some money, but I can't afford to buy new shoes at the moment. So,
speaking of being whores and being shameless, we have to pause for a brief moment and pay some bills, Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be right back with more from Legend in My Spare Time. You having fun, Ollie?
I'm having a whole heap of fun.
Excellent. Stay tuned, fuckers.
What are we gonna do? The date's tomorrow night and we still didn't get that limousine like we promised those girls.
Yeah, they're totally gonna think we're fags now.
Maybe they'll understand. I mean, the economy is so tough right now, who can afford a limousine? Right? Right?
No way. They're totally just gonna go fuck two other dudes who did get a limousine. We're gonna be virgins forever.
Wait, who's that strikingly handsome man coming towards us? With the leather vest on?
I don't know. Looks kind of like... No, it couldn't be. It is!
It's Big Love! Love!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, fear not. If you need a limousine for any event, even if you left it for the last minute and you don't think you can afford it, yes, you can, because Big Love and Extreme Limousine are here to bring it to you. Give them a call at 519-568-1347. Whether it's your wedding day or your first date, he's got one great rate. It may not be too late. Call right now, 519-568-1347. Extreme Limousine. Ask for Big Love. Tell them Legend in My Spare Time sent you for additional savings exclusive to you, our listeners.
Previously on Legend in My Spare Time.
Everybody's favorite game. Leave a pause for the intro music. Welcome to the Spare Time Olympics.
That wasn't much of a pause.
No, you just fucked up the pause. Oh. So, no, it's fine, because Zach now starts at minus one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Legend of My Spare Time Olympics.
That's awesome, because I start at the same... I start at the same level as the fucking muscle content of his arm.
Minus five.
It's minus three, Jeff.
All hurt, right. I hurt him little feelings and he acts out by docking my score.
Shut up!
Here's the intro music. No, I didn't really scream into the mic.
You're so dumb.
Like, what the fuck did he do? Don't yell at Chewy, I like him.
Was that a fucking buffalo?
Alright, so here's what we're doing today, ladies and gentlemen. We are having this battle to decide the number one contender that will go up against Sir Oliver of London. Today's competitors in this corner, his name is Eric. Say hello. So sit up and minus one.
Get on the goddamn mic.
Minus one, you fuck.
I didn't know you were still with me.
And his opponent, standing at 3'7". Ladies and gentlemen, Zach.
Hi.
I think that possibly.
All right. So, of course, as you all know, the Spare Time Olympics is a 5-part trivia show in which I ultimately decide who wins, and that is regardless of factual answers or anything being correct at all. Basically, we're just going to choose who wins out of this, and I'm going to get these two guys to help me, being Chewy and Fatty. So, here we go. All right. Question one. Are you guys ready? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you scared? How do you feel?
Wait, yes. So do we each get an opportunity to answer the question?
Correct.
Okay.
That's bring in.
No, we each get an opportunity. We each get an opportunity to answer the question.
So for question one, I'll go like this, and question two, I'll go like this, and it'll work. Don't worry, it's gonna work out easy. Does your brain hurt? This is like the time travel episode of Misinformation.
Oh god! It fucking hurts!
I listened to that episode like 4 times and was like, what the fuck?
Why are there only 10 universes? I don't understand!
Alright, question one. Who would like to go first?
Just start over there.
Alright. Sir,
If you could be any character from the Star Wars universe, who would you choose and why?
I would choose Chewbacca because apparently you can be functionally retarded and still have people take you across fucking state lines, country lines, and somebody will still try to fuck you in a bush.
All right, that's worth 2 points. I like it. That means you're minus one. All right. Eric, if you could be any character from the Star Wars universe, who would you choose and why? If you say Jabba the Hutt, I'll give you 10 points.
Jabba the Hutt, because I've been needing to shed a few pounds.
All right, so that's minus one. Try to be creative, okay? Don't take what I get.
I took it first.
So now you're at minus two. All right. Next question.
He's so pissed. He's
so insulted myself at the word.
I know. Just try to be original.
Minus three. Violence.
Now you're at minus three for hitting. That hurts, man. You hit me harder than he did.
All right. He had to go through all that air to get to bone.
I would take a point away, but fuck you. Okay. Here's how this question's going to work. I'm going to start a sentence. First one to finish it with the correct line gets the point. You guys ready for this? Here we are, hanging on to threads of greens and blues. Break the chain and we fall down. Oh, it's not real if you don't feel it.
Cock.
So, Zach is now at minus two.
What the fuck?
Apparently that wasn't correct.
Would you like to attempt it now? Would it help if I told you it's a song?
It's a song about cock?
That's Cyndi Lauper, you bastard! Oh. The correct answer would have been to sing me the Goonies song. I hate this game. I hate all of you. Oh, why don't you knock that minus one for Adam? All right, so we have a close game. Zach's at minus two. Eric's at minus three. This is going very well. Okay. It went better when I had two guys from London on Skype. What the fuck?
Okay. Because during the delay, they had plenty of time to think about their answers.
Fair enough. Okay. Eric, you go first, okay? If they make a Back to the Future 4, where should they travel? Come on. It's his turn first. Don't speak yet. If they make a Back to the Future 4, where should they travel? It's perfectly simple.
9/11.
Because luckily the vehicles can fly.
You know what? I got to give each of you a point because that was cool. But... incorrect. Zach, if they make a Back to the Future 4, where should they travel?
Jenna Jameson's snatch, because it won't be the first time that four guys have been in there.
Very nice also, but incorrect. Minus four, minus three for Zach, because of the course, the correct answer is they should not make a Back to the Future 4.
That's true. That was a trick question. Oh, you didn't give that as an option.
So? You'd be creative, man.
I referenced flying cars saving buildings and Jenna Jameson's twat all within 30 seconds of each other.
I know what sound I'm using for the opening. Okay. Zach, I would like you to tell me your top three NES games and explain your choices.
My top three NES games?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Super Mario 3.
Okay.
Because Tanuki Mario is excellent because he turns into stone and things walk by him. Gayest finishing move ever.
You mean other than Kung Fu Naki? Oh. Okay, continue. Sorry, so we got Super Mario 3, which was debuted in what movie? Bonus point.
Wizard.
My man Eric got it.
You keep your power gloves off of her.
Oh, I love that movie. I love you, Netflix, for letting me watch it again. All right, so Super Mario 3.
Yep. Number two would have to be Goonies 2. Goonies 2. Goonies 1 sucked. But Goonies 2 was awesome.
Okay.
All right. Number three, which actually would be my number one, is anything that's not Mega Man, because that was the fucking gayest franchise ever made.
All right. I'm not giving you anything for the Goonies 2 because it sucked balls.
No, I love that.
No,
love
it was the same
game
as Goonies 1. It was just a different color scheme.
No.
I've got them both. We can compare.
But it was different because I played Goonies 1 and I wasn't happy with it at all. It didn't do anything for me. Goonies Maybe? 2, I played the shit out of that game. Willow is an excellent character.
Zach at minus one. Eric, top three NES games and explain your choices, please.
Super Mario Brothers, because it was the first game I ever owned and it was amazing.
Okay.
Castlevania,
because it was the second game I ever owned, and Castlevania is badass.
Mm-hmm.
And three would be Ghostbusters.
Oh, the shitty, like, square bird's eye view Ghostbusters?
Yes.
All right, I like this guy. You're at, guess what? You should be proud of yourself, because you're at zero now.
But Simon Belmont gobbles cock. It was very clear from the cartoon. I'm just saying.
Okay. Question
You're
five.
You're sabotaging yourself, sir.
Final question. This is going to get interesting, and I'll tell you why after I ask you the question. Okay? And you're both going to get a chance to answer this, okay? Even though it's a... This is the question that has an actual factual answer. You're both still going to get a chance to answer, okay? In Ghostbusters, what floor...
1, 2, or 3.
Ghostbusters 1, 2, or 3. That's 1 point for Adam. So you're technically in the lead right now. You're not even playing. Okay, so in Ghostbusters...
22.
Can I finish my fucking sentence?
I hate you!
In Ghostbusters, what floor does Dr. Venkman tell the other Ghostbusters he's going to throw up on?
I'm going to go ahead and stand by my answer.
Okay, so Zach says 22. Eric?
Or my alternate answer would be Dana Barris after he fucks the shit out of her even though she is possessed.
That's dirty. It's Ghostbusters. Okay, what floor was it? You're both going to say 22?
Yeah.
Well, it's convenient that you both say the same one because I don't know the actual answer. So I'm going to give you each a point. So what that means is the final score is Eric 1, Zach minus 1. Now, this is where it gets interesting. What I need from you now, sir, is your acceptance speech. I need to hear you. We just gave you the Oscar, not you.
Make sure you thank him for having his feelings hurt so that I'd lose.
Shut your mouth, you dirty, dirty boy. Okay, so I'd like to hear your acceptance speech. I just handed you the number one contendership. How do you feel?
Oh my God, I have so many people to thank.
Thanks! Thanks!
First off, I'm going to have to start with the man upstairs.
Soy bomb! Zach, you're going to want to stop talking now. Just let him finish.
The only fictional character I believe in. The Dark Lord of the Sith. I got to thank Matt Lees, Legend of Spare Time. And I got to say...
Well, I just got to say that Beyonce video was fucking amazing. I'm going to let you have your mic back here in a minute. No, but I just wanted you to know that Beyonce, she did it. She did it up. She's been doing it for years. I don't mean to take your moment. You can have it back now.
Oh, if only I had fucked you, because then I'd put you on my new album.
Is that done?
Then,
you finished?
And then I got to say, Ollie, I'm coming for you.
Fair enough. Okay, so here's what happens in this situation. His acceptance speech was gay. So what happens in this situation is I take all his points and I give them to you. But what that means is you had one and you were at minus one, so now we're tied at zero.
Soccer score, I called that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the tie-breaking question. First correct answer wins. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who is your favorite Canadian?
Matt Lee.
Scott Mosier.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one contender. I gave you a shot, you fuck. Number one contender coming for Ollie. The winner of this edition of the Spare Time Olympics is Adam. Congratulations. No, I'm just kidding. Eric. You got all excited too. Eric, congratulations. Give us your real story. How do you feel? You're the champ right now. You're coming for the champ.
I just gave you that fucking speech. Tell him. I just gave you speech. I'm not a big
fuck you said, but you're special.
Alright, fuck it. This wraps up another edition of the Spare Time Olympics with the number one contender being Eric, and he's coming for you, Ollie. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid. This means you're going to have to get Skype now. Cool, because Ollie knows he has to be ready to defend at any time. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I know you missed us during that short break. My guest continuing with us, live from London, England. Say hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
Oh, what a...
See what I did. Matt.
Yeah, you
what
made
I
the
did there
you made the same joke that everyone's been making.
Yeah, see what I did? Oh, I feel so proud of myself.
Oh, man.
Sorry, what were we saying? No idea.
We moved on from the record to... Oh, yeah, no, I would donate, but I can't afford to buy a new pair of shoes at the moment.
Hey, I'm with you. I agree. That's why it's not a pressure like donate, please help us. It's if you can, please do. If you can't, we understand.
Do you have any sort of incentives, like maybe a bonus podcast?
Well, that could be done. I mean, like I said, there's already the guaranteed personal copy.
And a bonus podcast. I'm gonna try and pressurize you into it on air. And a bonus podcast from the members of the Matt Lees band. Oh, shit.
Okay, so anybody, what do you think? Anybody who donates, like what amount would they have to donate to get the podcast? Or anybody?
I don't know the exchange rate, but I'd say $5.
Okay.
$5.
All right.
And they get the bonus Matt Lees band podcast.
You know what, Ollie? You got a deal. I like that idea. Well done.
Boom.
So, not only, if you break $25, you're getting a copy of the record. If you send more than $5, you're getting an exclusive episode of Legend in My Spare Time featuring the members of the Matt Lees Band. It wouldn't be the first time we had them all together on this show, would it, Ollie?
No.
Says the loyal listener on the other end.
Says the man who's got to build a set for uni.
I'm sorry, you're right. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I still love you. I'm talking to you. I'll talk to you on the Facebooks.
Fair enough. So that's right, folks. If you do more than $5, I'll record an exclusive podcast with the members of my band. And we will hypothetically and verbally blow all of you.
You should do like if you have any proper sort of angel donations, like record a solo cover of a song, like just you and an acoustic guitar, because you could do that pretty easily.
Yeah, we're working on that for the Dirty Limerick contest.
Oh, wicked.
So people send in their dirty limericks to legendinmypodcast@gmail.com, and the winning entry will be put to a song by us. And we're gonna send it back to them as a song. So the limerick that they wrote will be put into song by us. They'll love it.
And what's your goal? What number are you trying to reach to get this record off the ground?
You know what? Anything helps at this point. But to do all the post production and everything, $1,000 would completely let us finish.
If anyone donates $1,000, I'm saying now the Matt Lees Band will record a cover song of your choice within reason. For you, if you donate $1,000. Now that's fair, because no one's going to donate $1,000.
That's fair. If you donate $1,000, you can pick 10 songs and I'll record an entire dedicated cover album just for you.
I get my student loan soon, bro. I'm going to make you cover like Him and Hawthorne Heights and stuff. It's
going to
be great.
If you donate $1,000 towards us trying to get this finished, I'll record whatever you want. And you got that on tape right now.
Boom.
So,
added incentives. There we go. That's all you needed, listeners. That's what you needed. You wanted more stuff from Matt. Get someone to pressurize him into giving you shit.
That's right.
And for a price.
If you want to email me and tell me what you want for a certain donation amount, we can talk about that. We'll do it. I'm easy that way.
He's easy like Sunday Mornings, which is a song you can request him to cover if you donate $1,000.
$1,000. You know what? I might even be tempted.
1,000 US or 1,000 Canadian.
You know what? I think we should do 1,000 is the whole album. If you donate $100, I'll send you a song.
Yeah.
Any donation of $100, I'll send you a cover song of your choice.
Within reason, like we don't want to hear no requests for Through the Fire and the Flames by Dragon Force.
Right. Let's be nice to Matt Lees, okay? But $100 and I'll send you a customer. Who's going to pay me $100 to send them a song? Bullshit.
I'm going to pay you $100 to play Through the Fire and the Flames.
I
would love that shit.
Dude. No. Do what
you can. Everyone, let's everyone get together and like all form one PayPal account so we can send Matt $100 and we can get him to do us a cover of the full version of In a Gutter Divida, and it will be amazing.
All right. If the $100 shows up, I'll do it. You got my word there, folks.
The full 30-minute version. That's what we want.
All right. Well, if there's $100 there, we'll talk about it.
Wicked.
Bring it on, Ollie.
I'm going to form a fucking collective, and you better come through with it.
Hey, man. You better come through with that hundo, and I'll come through with whatever you want.
What's 100 Canadian in real money? Are we talking Canadian or US?
Canadian, of course. You're probably looking at about 50 pounds.
I could do that on my own.
Oh, well, you know the email, legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. Put your money where your mouth is. Literally, Ollie.
Okay, I might just do that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll follow up with how much money Ollie sends me to make me sing a stupid song.
A stupid 30-minute song.
And then, of course, you still have the login for your former Podbean podcast with multiple subscribers. If you really wanted to embarrass me, you could upload it to 500 people. I'm just saying.
I wish I could. We've expired, man.
Oh, it's terrible.
We don't have no account anymore. They hate us.
fucking cunt.
So my dad sent me the green and yellow United scarf.
Oh, really? You finally have a green and gold one?
Yeah, green and gold. That's what I meant.
That's fantastic.
The one that I like to call the Oi, fuck off scarf.
Your accent is still amazing every time.
We want our football back.
How do you sound so bad every time, Matt?
I don't know, man. My accents, even lately on the podcast, my accents have gone to shit. I made Hitler sound like a friggin', I don't even know. My Asian accent is gone. Oh, you're not so funny anymore, Matt Weez.
What the fuck? Sure, that should have been an R, right?
Yes, but they don't say R's, right?
No, the L's become R's. So we fuck a room, Matt Reese.
Fuck
Matt
you,
Reese.
Matt Reese. Less
there
time.
We go.
You know, pay for your sushi less time, asshole.
In that case, the Chinese are now selling sushis as well.
Yes. Fuck you, because it's too early to make Japan jokes.
Yeah, it's probably.
It's too tsunami, as you could say. And that's why I'm going to hell.
No one's going to hell. It doesn't exist. It's a figment of the Jesus people's imagination.
We'll see when we get down there and start getting prodded.
No, we won't see, because we'll be dead. How do I ruin Matt and his career in podcasting?
That's right. Because you refuse to acknowledge the fact that I'm a big deal.
Because you're not. You're Matt from Wales.
Yeah, but even if I'm delusional and I'm a big deal in my own head, I'm still a big deal.
No, I don't buy into your anti-realist bullshit. You're either something's real or it's not real, and you're not a big deal.
I'm trying to throw you for a loop, Ollie, because you know what time it is?
What time is it, Matt?
You talked some shit last week. You yelled at me through a voicemail. You embarrassed me in front of my people because I tried to take away what is rightfully yours. And
well, hold up. Just a quick thing. I didn't embarrass you in front of your people. You chose to play it. You chose to embarrass yourself.
No, you told me to play it. I gave you my word that I would. I did the right thing.
And that's not doing the right thing. The right thing would be saving your ass, but okay.
All right, well, fuck you anyway. So for those of you who haven't caught on yet, Ollie is the current reigning and defending champion of everybody's favorite game show, the Spare Time Olympics. And last week, I wrote to Ollie because Ollie is unavailable to me these days. And I said,
"It's not my fault.
You're too busy being a university cunt. Come back and defend."
You're too busy working in a toy shop. Shut up.
Hey, yeah, but I'm having more fun than you, I bet.
Yeah, but okay. All right, fair play.
Yeah, I played with wrestling figures today.
I had a day off, and I didn't do anything.
You wanked all day.
I get to watch football when you don't, so suck it, Matt Lees. One all.
Yeah, you're right. When you're right, you're right. So we're talking about the Spare Time Olympics, everybody's favorite game show. Five-part trivia question. Anyway, Ollie's the champ. I said, you're not available. Give me my title back. He sent us the voice clip from last week, which basically stated, fuck you.
Yep.
He said, you schedule it around me. So you know what I did, Ollie?
Well, you scheduled it around me.
That's right, motherfucker. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Spare Time Olympics. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, and the Spare Time Olympics, of course, like I said, five-part questions. Now, we have our champion, we have our illustrious, our gorgeous, our handsomely talented host.
That's me.
And we're just missing one thing, and that is an opponent. Now, we already talked about the fact that Van Boss, the Dirty Dutchman, is a useless sack of human shit and isn't here this week. I hope you're feeling better, Dutchman. And And the fun part is, Ollie has no idea who his opponent is.
No, I don't.
Are you ready?
It's kind of annoying as well.
Oh,
yeah,
is it? Oh, you're annoyed. Are you champ?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah, I am.
Anybody, anytime, but you're annoyed. Oh, look out. Ollie's annoyed, everyone. Shut up, princess.
I so want to tear you to shreds right now.
Fucking behave yourself. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to add now our host, our opponent at this time. Now, all the way, you know him, Ollie. You knew him. He's been a part of your life previously.
Right.
Live from Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, you fuck.
Now listen, if you guys have listened to all of our shows, you've heard me call this guy out before when he tried to steal my nickname of motherfucking. Do you know who it is yet, Ollie?
Yeah, I knew who it was when you said Omaha.
Oh, so who is it?
Harvey motherfucking Locust.
Harvey motherfucking Locust. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. How you guys doing?
Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're helping me pull one over on motherfucking Ollie here because he said, fuck you, schedule it around me. I'm the champ. So you know what? I'll bring in one of his old nemesis and Harvey motherfucking Locust. Now, the only other thing I have to pick with you, Harvey, is if you don't win today, you have to drop the motherfucking because I'm Matt motherfucking Lease. And I had it first. I had motherfucking first. Maybe I didn't, but it's my show. It's my show right now. It's got to be an extra stipulation. It's like wrestling. You like wrestling, I think.
I've been known to dabble in the wrestling back in the day, watching it anyway. I never participated.
Oh, it's a fun time. Now, just for our listeners, introduce yourself a little there, Mr. Locust.
I'm Harvey motherfucking Locust, and you know this.
For now.
From Omaha, Nebraska. I did a show back in the day called Again for the First Time. You may or may not have heard of it. Not much else than that.
And you
tell them what you're doing now, by the way, Mr. Locust. Tell them what you're doing now.
What I'm doing now has actually been kicked in the dirt thanks to Ben Ragamuffin Twat Fisher.
Oh, hey, we know that cunt.
Yeah.
He was the deal, Matt. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
This motherfucker, he stole Ben away from me.
Yes, he did.
Our podcast has now, like, sort of expired. It's no more.
Because you're right? Because you're a lazy cunt. Because you're a lazy cunt, too.
No, it's Ben and Harvey's fault. They've been conspiring against me from the start.
And then Ben, just out of the blue, just quit talking to me. He won't say anything to me on Facebook, on Twitter, nothing. He just quit talking to me. So I pulled the plug on the show. I wasn't going to pay for it if we weren't going to do it.
Well, Ben...
So it's all gone now?
Yeah. I mean, well, it's not gone yet, but I quit paying for it. So in about a month, it'll be disappeared off the internet.
Oh, podcast drama, like you guys heard on Legend of My Spare Time in the last few weeks of one of our co-hosts having a screaming match with each other. So yeah, basically, well, Ben and Ollie from Ben and Ollie's not quite whatever fucking too convoluted title. I'm too late.
We've got about 10 times more listeners than you, but okay.
We got so many listeners, right? But we're just gonna stop doing it, right? Fuck yeah. Off, yeah. Leave them wanting okay. More is what I say.
I'm just saying that's 2-1.
Ollie. Okay, for
listening
now.
Figures make it
now.
Too
listen,
long.
For the rest of the Spare Time Olympics, and for the sake of the listeners, we should drop the number thing because they're gonna get right fucking confused. But for right now, it's 2-1. That's the end of that section. Okay.
Right.
So Ben and Ollie broke up. Ben's yes. Tampon got trapped. Ben is very sensitive. You guys have all heard us say "fuck you, Ben." I think at least 3 of our episodes were titled "fuck you, Ben." So, and that's a man who's hardly ever been on this show. I mean, we have no reason to hate on him other than the fact that he was a dirty tramp and cheated on Ollie. And Harvey, you should have known better, you homewrecker.
I guess. I should have.
So you
should have learned my lesson.
Now, the funny thing is I saw your post to Ben that said, you know, since you quit talking to me, the show's over. And I liked it.
Yeah.
I clicked the like button because I thought, you know, sometimes Ben needs a backhand. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I could support that. But now when I look through Facebook, Ben is no longer there. Do you think he's blocked me and you? Or has he closed his Facebook?
No, Ben's still around. Did he?
I don't know.
Did Ben delete you off the Facebook?
Well, I definitely can't find Ben. So I think Ben deleted me and blocked me. So fuck you, Ben, still.
I can see him. I can still see him on Facebook. But
son of a bitch, I can't. What the fuck did I do to Ben? You know, since that guy lost weight, he's changed.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway.
He's got a woman now, you know, that's what it is.
Oh.
Had a woman the whole time, bro.
Oh, well. I thought he was like dudes.
Yeah, I thought he just like fingers up the bum, but.
Yeah, hey, wait, who am I? Ready? Oh, I've got it on Blu-ray. Yes. Matt Lees with a stunning free kick a la David Beckham. Top corner. But we won't score. All right, listen. enough of this shit. Our guest, Mr. Harvey Locust, has to leave soon.
Yeah, I'm on a restricted time limit here.
So. And I'm never going to call you motherfucking, so you can eat a dick about that. All right, here
that's
we go.
Fine.
Harvey, do you know how it works? Do you know how the Spare Time Olympics work?
No idea.
Okay, so
maybe if you got some new listeners, maybe they don't know either.
That's true. So listen, I'm going to ask each of you five questions. You're going to take turns in answering. And what happens is you basically provide me with your correct answer, and I judge you and score you accordingly. Does that make sense?
So these are opinion-based questions.
No, they're fact.
Okay.
Right. Pure yeah. fact, okay?
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we're going to start with the first question, and seeing as you're the challenger and it's your first time, I'm going to let you go first, Harvey. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, no pressure. Nice and easy.
No.
This is an opinion question. What's your favorite sci-fi universe and why? So Star Wars, Star Trek, Babylon, whatever that shit's called. What's your favorite series?
Star Trek.
All right, why do you feel that way?
Why do I feel that way?
Yeah.
Just from being submersed into it from a kid, you know? I mean, it's something that's been around forever. I think Doctor Who is maybe the only one that's been around longer as a sci-fi universe in a whole, but...
So your money is with Star Trek?
Yeah.
Do you follow the whole even numbers are good movies and the odd numbers are no good movies?
No, because I like some of the odd number movies. I really like 5, but 4 is probably my favorite.
And how do you feel about Star Trek The Motion Picture?
The new one?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
I loved it as well. Okay. You're doing well. I'm not going to give you any scores yet, though. Ollie, are you there? Ollie?
Yeah.
What's your favorite sci-fi universe, princess?
Do you know what? Hey, let me just say, you're a cunt, because you know I don't like sci-fi. I'm going to go with The Hitchhikers, the series of books.
Okay.
Just go with football.
Okay,
so... Talk much about football. Shut up, farmer boy.
All right, we've got 1 point with Harvey. And we've got -1 for Ollie. So
I
didn't
even get to explain myself, Ta.
Okay, go ahead.
Fine, fuck off. It's rigged again, I say, go on.
You can carry have your
on, carry on with your little fucking game. No, carry on with your little fucking game.
No,
carry on.
I'm sorry, Jay.
Carry
go
on.
Ahead.
Next question. No, go on, next fucking question. I see.
Okay,
trying to Bret Hart me. Go fuck yourself.
Don't be a baby, Ollie. That's -2. Harvey.
Okay.
Harvey, yes. Bonus point. He just said don't Bret Hart yourself. What is he referring to?
What is he referring to?
Yeah.
Wasn't Bret Hart the one that fell from the rafter and killed himself?
Oh, mamma mia!
No.
Can I save some points?
That was Owen Hart. So, Harvey, you're back down to 0. I'm sorry, bud. Sorry. It's okay, boys, to say you don't know, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Harvey. Ollie, you want a chance to get a point back?
Yeah.
No, so what? You can explain your own reference?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Fine, Owen.
Fine, go ahead.
No, I wanted to ask a question. He did get screwed out of kayfabe, right?
Right.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure.
At the Montreal pay-per-view Survivor Series.
Yes.
He was set to retire the next night. He was supposed to drop the belt to Shawn Michaels. He said to Vince McMahon, this is going to kill my character. Don't make me drop the belt. We can do a no disqualification, whatever. I'll give you the belt tomorrow on live TV. I'll hand it over to you. Vince said, okay. Then he told the ref a different story, and essentially they just called for the bell.
Yeah.
So Bret got screwed.
Yes, he did. It's a story that I'm sort of noticing right now as well, but carry on with the second question.
Oh, you see what happened there is I put you back up to -1, and then you made that fucking statement.
I don't care. I honestly don't care.
Okay, Ollie, -2, and Harvey, 0. Okay?
Woo!
All right, question number 2. Ollie, the champion, goes first this time. You ready, sir?
Yep.
All right. Warner Brothers is desperate. They need to release the new Superman feature film as soon as possible before their rights to the universe run out. You're in charge. Cast me the new Superman film. I need Kal-El, I need Lois Lane, and I need Lex Luthor. Ollie, who are you going to cast?
Say the names again. Remember, I don't follow this sort of stuff, so you have to say the names again, bro.
Okay, I need Kal-El, which is Superman.
Ben Affleck, because I love him, but okay, that's going to get me points knocked off. Carry on.
No, that's a point. You know why?
Okay.
You always get a point for Ben Affleck.
Wicked.
So,
right.
Ollie, -1, okay? You're moving up one. Who do you cast as Lois Lane?
I don't. I think the most. I have no idea what she's even supposed to be like, bro.
You don't know who Lois Lane is?
Mate, honestly, I don't follow this kind of stuff. You can't ask these questions. It's so unfair.
Minus two for all of you. Just went down one. So we'll skip over Lois Lane then, because you know apparently you're a jerk. And who are you gonna cast as Lex Luthor?
I don't know.
You call yourself an educated man and you don't know who Lex Luthor is?
I'm aware that he's the baddie in Superman.
So who do you cast as the baddie in Superman?
What he does. I'm aware that he's the bad guy in Superman. I just don't know what he looks like or does.
He's a fucking intelligent bald dude.
Pass.
Okay.
I'm drunk. I don't know. The guy whose name I can't remember.
Minus three, Ollie. Minus three.
Yeah.
You're doing very well today, Ollie.
Yep.
Harvey.
Yes.
I need you to cast for me in the new Superman movie. I need Kal-El.
How about Russell Brand? Can't go with an American.
Oh, Russell Brand. Wow.
Yes. Way off the wall. Somebody completely different.
Okay. Okay. So that's incorrect.
Somebody not American.
Fair enough. So incorrect, but good try. Lois Lane.
Lois Lane. Are we talking about a young Lois or an old Lois?
Could be any kind of Lois you want, baby. You paint the picture.
Courtney Cox?
Ooh. So we're going for a dirty Superman.
Yeah, well.
I like that. I like that a lot. You're back up to zero, my friend. And who would you cast as Lex Luthor supervillain?
The guy who plays him now on Smallville.
Michael Rosenbaum.
Yeah.
That's an excellent answer. I thought you'd go for the easy shot and say Ben Affleck, because why, Ollie?
Because you always get a point for Ben Affleck.
That's correct. But, okay, so that's a good answer. We go up to one. So you want to
steal from Ollie.
You can.
Not again.
Whoa.
Okay, who you are. That's funny right there.
Ooh.
Fuck you.
That's another. Tell you what, that's another point for you, Harvey. That's two, buddy. Good job. Or, yeah, that's you're at two. Good job. Okay, you want to know the scores?
No.
Okay, so the man in this corner from London, England, sits at minus three, your defending champion. Ollie.
Yes.
The plonker little is at minus three. Now, Harvey, motherfucking locust. There, I gave you one. From Omaha, Woo! Nebraska, sits at 2 points. He's running away with it right now, ladies and gentlemen. But you never know. Isn't that right, Ollie?
Yes.
You're doing all right. You're having fun.
No. Carry on.
Okay. Harvey, question three.
Okay.
If the Rev Matt Lees was an old school WWE or WWF superstar, who would he be and why?
Ooh. Hmm.
I mean, this question is more unfair for you, Harvey, because you only really have a few podcasts and Facebook updates to go on.
Yeah, that's true. Go with, oh, man. Jake the Snake?
Ooh, okay. Why do you feel that way?
I don't know. You seem pretty aggressive. Like, you could handle your own. Maybe toad around a snake. I don't know.
All right. Fair enough. I mean, again, it was a very unfair question. I'm giving you a point for Jake the Snake because he's a dirtbag and I'm kind of a dirtbag. I'm terrified of snakes, spiders, and everything because I'm a huge pussy, so I got to take one back off you. Sorry. So you're at two. So you're not doing so bad there. Nicely done. Ollie.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, carry on.
If I was an old school WWE, WWF wrestler, who would I be?
It's tricky. It is actually true. I want to say Bam Bam Bigelow.
Okay, why?
Because he was an ultimate badass. It's that simple.
That's a good answer.
I love that guy.
That's a good answer. Very
good.
Nice.
Good answer.
Fuck up, Locust.
Harvey.
Yes.
Minus one. Sorry, minus one for you, Harvey. You're back down to one. I mean, it was funny and all, but I got to have some law and order, okay? I'm in charge here. I'm the boss, applesauce.
Yes, master.
Oh, there. That was nice. I like that. All right, Ollie. Ollie, how are you?
Yes, mate.
Did we finish the question? Did you guys both answer? Yes, you did. Okay. Ollie, you get the advantage. You get to go first. Tell me the most offensive joke you can think of off the top of your head.
I get in all kinds of trouble for that, bro.
Who gives a shit? You want your title or not?
Okay. Oh my god, this is not fair.
Let me just say this as a disclaimer then. Harvey and Ollie are not trying to offend anyone. They're just trying to score points by telling the most offensive joke they know. Doesn't mean they're dirtbags.
You're certain, right? You're not going to edit this out like some sort of chump prick.
Yeah, I'm going to edit out and just do, knock, knock, who's there? I forget.
Right.
Okay.
In which case, do you know what? I'm going to go for a Jew joke because it's interchangeable with everyone else, and because I'm a Jew.
Okay.
How do you stop a Jew from drowning?
Not sure.
Take your foot off his head.
Oh, I've heard that joke in many other connotations. Well, Ollie.
I only went for Jew because I'm Jewish. Okay.
Okay, that's fair. All right, I'm going to give you a point for that one. So you're at -1. See how things change around, Ollie? Okay? Don't throw a temper tantrum like Cristiano Ronaldo, you puff.
Don't speak that name ever again.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'll tell you what. I'll take -1 for that, okay?
Okay.
All right, Harvey.
Yes?
Tell me the most offensive joke you can think of off the top of your head.
Why did Ollie cross the road?
I don't know.
Because his dick was stuck in the chicken.
Oh, I like it. Ollie, did you hear that?
The fuck, I heard that in Bottom in the 90s, yeah.
I've actually...
On TV, bro.
I've never heard that joke before, I gotta say.
Wait, it's originally How Did the Perv Cross the Road? Because he couldn't get his knob out of the chicken.
Yeah, well, your joke is originally directed at somebody who lived in India or something.
No, it wasn't. It was in the way I had it was originally to Somalians.
Okay, well, fair enough. So, listen, two for Harvey. -1 for Ollie. We're going into the fifth and final question.
This is the most fucked up thing in the world. You asked for offensive. Okay, all right. Matt Lee's bastion of comedic taste. All right, let's go ahead. Fuck's sake, Hobbit. Canadian Hobbit, what are these fuck?
I'm not a Hobbit, I'm like 5'8".
You're a midget.
Oh, I'm gonna... Ollie, when we meet...
Shut the fuck up, Minnie Mouse. Carry on with your questioning.
-2.
Minus your mum in a minute. Shut your face. Carry on.
-3.
Yep, keep them coming. I don't give a fuck. I'm like Judd Nelson.
You want another one? Be nice, yeah. Ollie. Be nice, Ollie.
No, fuck you.
Be nice, Ollie.
No, I'm the original Judd Nelson of the Spare Time Olympics. Go fuck yourself.
Okay, -4, asshole.
Good. Keep coming.
Question number 5.
Are you giving up?
Harvey, you're going to go first. Now, don't give up, Ollie. There may be a bonus question.
Oh, shut up.
There's always a twist.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Harvey. Right.
Yes.
Here's your question. Are you ready? Excited? You're doing well for your first time.
I'm ready.
You're doing
well.
Hyped. Very nice. Okay. The zombie apocalypse is upon us. They're everywhere. You need to put a team of 5 together to give yourself the best chance of survival. Picking from hosts of your personal favorite podcasts, who do you put on your team and why?
Ooh.
So I want 5. We won't dwell on it forever if you can't get to 5, but ideally, who's the 5 guys on your team?
All right. Well, I need you, of course.
Kiss us.
The Reverend Masley.
That's a great answer.
Come on, zombie apocalypse? There's obviously going to be more than zombies,
right? Yeah,
because
that came up first in my head. Zombie apocalypse, short Welshman. They go hand in hand. Really, they do.
I love Ollie. Okay, so the Rev Matt Lees is on your team.
Yeah. I also need fucking J.J. Hawkins of Mars Needs Podcast, just because he's a giant.
That's right.
And it's always good to have a giant on the team, right?
Amen. Okay. Who else? By the way, we love you, JJ Hawkins. We love you.
Let's see. Who else? Ramon Villalobos.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I know.
It's from Instant Leftovers Podcast. the last on his podcast, a bunch of other stuff that follows after that.
Voice of a generation.
And, yeah.
All right, well, that guy sounds like a cunt, so you don't get a point for that.
Well, I just need him there because he can talk to the zombies enough to distract them while everybody else runs away.
Fair enough. I'd like to apologize for calling him a cunt. I was just kidding.
Don't apologize for calling him a cunt. He is a fucking cunt.
Okay, but, fair enough.
Well, I need Ollie, right?
Tough sell. You want a grumpy Del Boy wannabe against the zombies? Sure, he'll let them kill him. He'll be like, "Fuck you! I don't care. Take my arm."
Didn't you watch?
Here, have my leg too, you cunt. All right, so you got Ollie, and we need one more.
One more. Let's go with I'm gonna steal everybody before Ollie even gets to go. I'm gonna have to go with Zach.
Ooh, talking about angry hobbits. This guy always comes up. Zach from Misinformation Podcast. Fair enough. Yeah. He would be a good man to have because he's, I'm pretty sure he's almost crazy.
Almost. So
I think he would really love the fact that he could just run around and shoot everything.
Yeah.
You got a pretty good team put together there. Very well done. You are sitting at a final score. I'm going to sit on the final score for dramatic purposes. And we're going to switch over to the reigning champion. He's against the ropes at this point, but I've seen him down before, and he's come back. Maybe he can do it again tonight. This could be his WrestleMania moment in the Spare Time Olympics. Are you ready, Ollie?
Yes, I am.
Are you psyched up?
I'm all right.
Do you need me to slap you in the face?
You could try it if you want, but I wouldn't suggest it.
I'm going.
Can you kiss as much ass as I have?
Well, all right. Wait, here's the question. I can't pick the same people that Harvey's picked, right?
Sure you can.
Okay.
I mean, in the event of the zombie apocalypse, we can deal with the fact that we don't have two J.J. Hawkins. But what a wonderful world that would be.
It would be a wonderful world.
It would. There'd be so much more man to hug. Let's all pause for a minute and think of... Let's just pause for a second and think of how wonderful a world will be with more J.J. Hawkins.
Hi, I'm J.J. Mars Geek Podcast.
Clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's beautiful. Okay. Ollie.
You know, but now thinking about it, I should have went with Tiffany because she's well-armed.
Yeah, that's true. You fucking dropped the boat on that one, but that's okay. Ollie.
Yes.
You're five men. The zombie apocalypse has happened. For some reason, the fact that we're in different parts of the world also doesn't matter. which five people do you choose for your zombie survival team?
Okay, first is obviously JJ, because A, he's a beast, but B, he's a baker. So it also means that he can keep us, like, fed.
oh, yeah.
Second, I'm going to go with Colin Hill from, once again, Instant Leftovers podcast. And I know you don't really know of him, Matt, but he's huge. I saw him when I was in LA, and the man is a giant. So I'm gonna pick Colin.
Okay.
I guess I should pick you. That's just because I like you. You know, there's no other reason. You're not really of any strategic use. But
you're not sweetening your score here, Ollie. You started to.
I don't care. Plus, if the zombie apocalypse does come, and for some reason I can only pick. Podcast hosts. It would be nice to have another United fan knocking about, and I'm not the only one talking about football or trying to convince everyone to play it with zombie heads.
That's true, because you know the Premiership would keep going in the zombie apocalypse. Because there's big money in those games, yeah. You know, the first team, Chelsea would be the first players to all go and be zombies.
I want to see Zombie Rooney. That's because that man's like a fucking ogre already. But imagine him in zombie form.
Hey, imagine Arsenal's defense in zombie form. Oh, wait, they already are.
It's just the same joke.
Bam! Like,
imagine Emil Heskey in zombie mode.
Oh, wait, he already is.
I think it'd be even faster.
Yeah.
That's the strange thing.
Yeah, and running around going, all right, so you've got J.J. Hawkins, you've got Matt Lees, you've got some other cunt. Who else do you need for your team?
I'm going to pick Casey Sullivan, because he got a car, and that's
What podcast is he from?
He's from Riding Cars with Boys.
Okay.
He's also a really nice guy. And again, it's hard because I don't want to make people feel sad if I leave him out. I want to pick Zach, but he is very small, to what I know. But then I think you're very small.
Yeah, but dude, listen. Plus, Zach
you and Zach could just be dicking around all the time.
No, but listen, dude. Listen. I think Zach just wants the chance to kill.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I also went with Zach because he's the closest to me location-wise. I could get to him in, like, not too long.
If we're going location-wise, I could get to Ben the quickest, but I don't want Ben in the zombie puppet.
Yeah, he's going to be like, this is just like all the zombie movies I've got on
Blu-ray. Exactly.
Oh, this zombie's not in HD, Ollie.
Oh my god, how can it not be in HD, Ben? Yeah. It's in real life. No, because if it's not on the screen in HD, then it's not really HD.
Lovely. Fuck you, Ben. do we need one more from you?
Yeah, one more.
You're trying not to hurt people's feelings. Okay, let me put your mind at ease. Zach doesn't listen.
Then I will probably go for Mike off of Riding in Cars with Boys. Because, once again, he's a very tall... he's very softly spoken, but really intimidating in the flesh. And he would scare a fucking zombie to shit.
Fair enough. Okay, we've had the final question. Now, before we tally the scores, we have a quick bonus question. Now, I know this is Skype. I know it's not going to be easy. But I'm going to ask the question. First correct answer wins. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Whose side do you take in the recent Matt motherfucking Lees versus Reverend Jeffrey K. Davis?
Matt Lees. It's just obvious. Oh, okay, can I go with the third option and say Ben Affleck?
I've started, so I'll finish.
Okay.
In the recent Matt motherfucking Lees versus Reverend Jeffrey K. Davis death match.
Ben Affleck.
Okay. Matt Lees.
Oh, so you know what happened there. You both got a point. So that's
Boosh.
There you go. Boosh. Nice. Okay. So I'm gonna cue the exciting bed music and I'm gonna tell you guys the final scores. Who's excited?
No. It's a fucking screw job. Fuck you, Matt Lees.
Ladies and gentlemen. The judges have provided me with the final scores for this evening's match. Are you ready? Who's ready? Come on. Who's excited?
Yeah. I'm ready.
You excited?
Don't fucking talk for me, Harvey.
You excited, Ole?
No.
All right. With a final score of 1 point. The loser had 1 point. The winner finished the game with 7 points. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner and new Spare Time Olympic champion from Omaha, Nebraska, Harvey motherfucking Locust.
Oh, yeah. Woo. Yeah, I'd like to thank the Academy, Ollie, of course, for being such a gracious loser, and the Reverend Matt Lees for hosting the show.
Okay, well, listen, there was only one more thing to do, and that was to ask for your acceptance speech. You didn't let me cue that up, but that's all right. I'm not going to ding you on that. But start over, Harvey. Give me your acceptance speech.
You like me. You really like me. Sorry.
Are you done? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Harvey, have you ever listened to the Spare Time Olympics before?
Maybe once.
So you're not really aware with how the... How the acceptance speech works, right?
No, I am not. No.
Ollie, are you aware?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Okay, so basically what happened here, Harvey, is your acceptance speech was balls. Was not up to par. And this has happened many times. Don't get down on yourself, Harvey. You fought hard today. You're a good man for a first time. But what happens in this case is, if I don't think your acceptance speech is up to par, I take all your points and I give them to your opponent. So, ladies and gentlemen, your winner and still Spare Time Olympic champion, Oliver the Plonker Little. That's it? You got no excitement for me, Ollie?
Boom. Oh, excitement. I knew I was going to win. That's all.
How about you celebrate a little? I got bed music.
Is that how you went last time?
I got sound effects playing. I got music playing. And all you can do is go boom.
Mate. You're aware of wrestling. You're a fan of wrestling, right?
Uh-huh.
You know the sort of archetypal stoic heel, right?
Uh-huh.
Fucking make me break kayfabe. That's me, bro. You had sound effects you should have lined up. Doesn't matter. Fuck this guy. Fuck Sean before him. And when Eric comes up next, fuck him too.
Oh!
I'm saying.
Ollie is on fire. Wow. Congratulations to the still champion. And good luck in the future to the Harvey Locust. Now, Harvey.
Yes?
Are you going to stick to our deal? The deal we talked about?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, remember the deal that we said if you lost, you couldn't use motherfucking anymore?
Yes, I do. That was before you rigged the ending there. I want to recount on my original acceptance speech.
Fucking at least tell this guy to shut the fuck up.
Harvey, with all due respect, you got whooped, motherfucker.
All right.
This concludes another edition of the Spare Time Olympics. Would you like to say anything special before we wrap up, Harvey?
Chuckles.
Oh, that's nice. He kind of tried to sound like Ollie. Ollie, closing words in the Spare Time Olympics?
I'm coming for you, Eric. That's all.
Nice.
Chicharito.
Chicharito. All right, so you guys are you angry at me, Harvey? Did I screw you over?
He looks like he's off the call, bro.
Whoa, he hung up on us, Ollie.
Yeah, well, you know, some people can't take their whooping. closing words, just now breaking kayfabe. Thank you very much for having me on the show, Matt. It was a pleasure talking to you.
I was relieved to see that you weren't dead. You've been gone for a while.
I'm knocking about. I'm always here.
I don't know, man. You're kind of like Ben. Maybe you're going to block me on Facebook now.
I might just for a laugh, but...
That would hurt.
Actually, that sucks because that's pretty much the only form of communication I have with you.
Yeah, see, and then you would, then I would have to email you and ask you to drop the belt, and then you'd yell at me again.
It would just be a whole thing, and
it's horrible. Don't worry about it because you know what? You are the Hulk Hogan to my Vince McMahon. You see?
That's it.
You're my champ. You're my superstar. I'm putting all my money in your basket, Ollie.
What's Eric in that respect then?
Andre the Giant. And coming soon, ladies and gentlemen, it's motherfucking WrestleMania 3.
Boom.
The immovable object meets the irresistible force. And it's going to be huge. And at our current rate, it'll probably happen in 2026 if I'm not dead by then. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Legend in My Spare Time. If you're done, Ollie, I'm going to cue my man AK to do what we call the retard scream.
Go for it.
Thank you. Please get the fuck off of my podcast.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.
That's my little pretty ending.
So why does everybody think my words can make a difference?
My God.
That's my answer for most offensive joke ever.